myself and just talking about Baca.
Yeah. Well, I'm Chuck Russo with Baca Systems. I'm the CEO and founder of Baca Systems. Baca is going on its eighth year in the marketplace. You know, we originally entered the market with our Baca Robo Sawjet, really a significant game-changing tool for the fabricators. The sawjet process was actually obviously already being utilized, and I think fabricators all across North America are recognizing that it's really the best way to process slabs. And the reason why we believe that is it really helps the customer address their two biggest costs that they have in producing countertops. And their first biggest cost is obviously the material. So with the sawjet process, we're able to maximize the material being used. We can nest parts closer than any other process to cut slabs. And so consequently, fabricators are able to save anywhere from 15 to 20% of their material, you know, depending on the layout. It's not on every job, and it really depends on the customer. Maybe he's doing level one work and the slabs are $300 or $400. Well, that might be a different savings than somebody that's doing high-end work and maybe the slab is $1,000. So if I don't have to move into that second slab or that third slab, I really believe fabricators don't say they make money making remnants. Well, they'd rather not have a remnant out back and not have the challenge of having to match it to the bundle color, or it possibly gets damaged. So the first reason to use the sawjet process is certainly to maximize material yield. And the second is to reduce manpower downstream or increase your efficiency of your downstream equipment. Because there's two different situations. Once those pieces come off the sawjet table, and now we've been able to cut all our arcs, all our radiuses, our fossa openings, our sink openings, we don't have labor to do that downstream. But if you're one of the fabricators that actually has a CNC for edging and polishing, when it comes off this, if you don't have a sawjet, you're still using a finger bit, a core bit, you're still cutting sinks out. So you really have the ability to then increase your throughput on your CNC by 30%. And it's really probably the hardest load on the spindle is actually cutting sinks out. So, you know, in conclusion, really, the Robo Sawjet allows you to save 15 to 20%. On your material, and it really allows you to reduce your labor by 3 to 4 hours or increase your throughput by 30% on the CNC. And what we've have seen in the marketplace is that customers all across North America, after either they've already had the sawjet process with a custom gantry style machine, a lot of companies have moved to the robot really for the reliability, the productivity, the small footprint, and the total cost of operation is dramatically less than running a gantry-style machine. Now, Baca says that, but really, talking to the customers, really, who have had both machines, and what are they buying the next time? I think that's where, really, we need to look for what customers are doing in the marketplace. And so today, Baca has over 500, 550 robo-sawjets in the marketplace in really a very short period of time. And those fabricators are companies that are cutting anywhere from 3 to 5 slabs a day to some of the highest volume fabricators cutting over 200 slabs a day who have multiple machines from us. So the sawjet process, I believe, is a very important process. And as Baca has continued to grow, going and meeting our customer needs, we like to look at it that we have a solution for every fabricator. And to say that, maybe that's a pretty broad statement, but we've added products to our offerings, like our dedicated Miter X machine. We help our customers with filtration systems. Water is an incredibly important part, even though it's not a piece of equipment that's cutting or edging. It's such an integral piece to having the right water quality, to have the right life on your spindles, to get the right quality of polish. It's a very, very important piece. So we actually offer filtration systems, edging, 5-axis CNC saws, really so we can help a customer with an entire plant today. And we do layouts for our customers, and Baca has grown significantly really in the last 7 years because of our customers and listening to them.
I was going to say, it's interesting with the small footprint, because you hear this a lot with customers, is, you know, they want to get into CNC, they want to get into these other things, but they don't have the shop space for it, right? Like, it's a very tough situation that they get put in, and you got to invest in a lot of different machines sometimes or whatnot. So it's a very good and unique, you know, thing that you have going on that really helps these customers.
It is. I think it's easy to underestimate the value of it. And I don't think anybody really has necessarily looked at, you know, what is our output per square foot in a facility, which is really what you're saying, Jason. Yeah. How much can we produce in X amount of square feet?
Right.
And most of the shops are smaller in size, which is fine, but how do we maximize that efficiency? And as importantly, and I think I didn't mention it before, how do we give the customer the flexibility? Because we see this all the time, that then they make an investment and quickly they grow their business, and then they're having to buy another machine because they outgrew it. So the ability to buy a single table RoboSaw Jet, and then when your business grows, you can add a second table. You're not going out and spending buying another piece of capital. You can literally double your production by adding a second table. And if you don't give yourself that flexibility, you're going to find that you're buying a second machine in the future when you should be just adding a second table for minimal cost. So it gives you flexibility to grow.
And you figure even with the second table, how much less space that is compared to two giant machines now taking up, hooking it up, and there's issues and problems.
It's significant. We've got a customer, I could give you an example, that actually had a gantry-style saw jet. It was a dual bed. They then purchased a dual bed RSJ robot. And so they ran them side by side after comparing the throughput, the reliability, and the minimal maintenance on the robot. They took out the dual gantry. They sold it, actually. They worked actually with my son, who has a used equipment business, and really helps our customers move their older equipment out and actually create additional cash for them to invest. But in that same footprint, they were able to put a dual robot and a CNC in the same footprint. And so you think about now they're cutting and edging in the same footprint that that gantry took up. So very, very beneficial to the customer and the fabricator.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I'm a fabricator and I'm listening to this right now, what's the best way to reach out to you all to learn more about Baca or learn about different solutions that might work for my shop?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the best way is, you know, really, talk about selling machines. We don't sell machines at Baca. We help our customers install profitability. Our single mission at Baca is to help our customers significantly increase their profitability, the safety of their operation, while providing legendary customer service and support. And then to learn those things, it's really the best way. We can have, obviously, an account executive visit a customer geographically across North America and work within their shop. But a lot of customers find value in coming to our, what we call a scheduled site visit to Baca, where they're able to visit Baca. We actually invest in that and pay for that at our expense. Whether you're actually buying equipment or you just want to learn, we want to invest in the industry, and so we fly people in from all over North America every week to come in and actually work in the lab firsthand and then visit facilities that are using the equipment. So that's the best way to really understand the details of the machines and understand what a machine can do, and in my opinion, most importantly, what it won't do for you, because we don't want to overpromise and then underdeliver. And the best way is to, I always think that the best customer is an educated customer. People make good decisions if they have the information. So the best way to reach out to us is, obviously, you can go onto the website, you can schedule for a visit. We have people that will reach back to you immediately and organize that and make it easy at your convenience to come in or for us to visit and get you that information.
Fantastic, Chuck. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
No, thank you, Jason.